Every other January since 2007, teams of trained volunteers quietly comb across every census tract in Sonoma County, compiling a statistical portrait of the homeless, both in dedicated shelters and in far greater numbers outside on their own. This year's total was down slightly, but Jenny Abramson, coordinator of the Sonoma County Continuum of Care, which directs the count, says the numbers are a bit of a mix.
Overall, the number hasn't changed very much. A 6% drop is what we're seeing, and that's within the margin of error. But we did see a big drop in the number of homeless families with children, from 190 families 2 years ago to 152. This is a big thing that we have actually turned the tide on family homelessness.
Unfortunately, that's one of the few bright spots in the report. On the whole, Abramson says, the local homeless population is getting noticeably younger.
One out of every three people who are homeless in Sonoma County is under the age of 25. That is mostly unaccompanied teens and a very large number of 18 to 24-year-olds, overwhelmingly living outside, 95% of them. We also have very troubling statistic that fully two-thirds of the people who are homeless have some kind of disability or major medical condition. That's a public health crisis right there.
While the Continuum of Care volunteers did the fieldwork for the homeless survey, the numbers were assessed and analyzed for the county by a consulting firm, Applied Survey Research of Watsonville. Vice President Peter Connery says it's apparent that for many, homelessness can no longer be considered a temporary circumstance.
There seems to be an increase in chronic homelessness in a raw number as well as a percentage of the overall population. That's one of the major target areas for federally funded homeless programs throughout the country because they're A, the most vulnerable, and B, the most expensive to care for.
And this trend is also growing among the homeless youth.
42% had been homeless for a year or more. They're not just short episodes. It's not just a situation where a youth had an argument with a family member and went AWOL for a little bit. This is long-term, serious stuff.
Veterans of all ages make up 9% of the homeless population in Sonoma County, a figure that hasn't changed since 2011, despite the distribution of 150 new housing vouchers for vets. So they, too, represent a growing concern, says Jenny Edmondson, one that is also skewing younger.
We've had a major effort to address the needs of veterans since 2007. We've brought in a lot of dedicated resources for homeless veterans, and the number is still up there at 400. And it looks like we're seeing an increase in the younger veterans under 30. The wave of new veterans that everybody's been waiting for seems to be hitting the street now.
The number of people identified as homeless on January 25th in Sonoma County was 4,280, a figure universally known to be an undercount. The full estimated number of people who were homeless for at least part of last year is more than double that, 9,749. The silver lining? That number is down 2,800 from 2 years earlier. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.